Heather Gold, our fearless reviewer, is on the line with us. Heather, what's going on out there with odors on the internet?
Well, John, there's a company called DigiSense, which is a very, you know, techie-sounding company, which wants to, for the average person out there, really revolutionize their experience of technology and the internet. They like to make, you know, less foreign and distant, more like real life, and what would be more real life than smell? So they have decided, these are some guys with a biotechnology background, to invent something called scentography. Yes, I just would like everyone to know I am not making any of this up. I've made up companies before. This one I couldn't have even possibly conjured up. They call this a new art form that integrates scent with other forms of digital media. You know, they claim smell is just going to change the internet the way that, you know, MTV changed music. And they're going to have all kinds of developers make scent tracks that go along with all kinds of different digital experience. For example, gaming. They're quite sure that the gaming industry is just jumping up and down. Well, the gaming industry may be jumping up and down to add something to it, but the gamers would like nothing more, you know, than to
smell of gunpowder.
These guys told me rotting flesh was high on their list of items that they want.
Terrific.
Smells that they thought there was demand for, big demand. And there are countless numbers of scents, of course, that they can come up with. And you're going to love this. They're going to organize all these scents on a snortle instead of a portal.
Tell us what they call this thing.
This is a small, inexpensive box you'll be able to buy at your local computer store. It'll be called the iSmell. That's little I, S-M-E-L-L. I mean, kind of like the iMac, you know, but smellier.
I can imagine some people that I wouldn't mind getting the scent of across the internet, but not journalist who's been up all night with a sweaty fear of a deadline upon him. That's not any idea that entices me at all.
You know, John, you bring up the one thing you might actually want from this box, right? Which would be something real specific, that's something that really reminds you of someone you know. Maybe it's your mom's bread baking or your significant other's smell of their perfume or cologne. But the thing about this, since it is technology and sort of built out of a big database of scents, is that you can't get that specific, right? Everyone's going to get the same basic scent attributed to bread baking. How many kinds of bread baking? Is there John McChesney's mom's bread baking available at DigiSense? I mean, I guess if you, John, want to download the software developer kit and make one, and there's a lot of demand, maybe NPR listeners, that's what they would all love to get with their next pledge, is sort of the smell of John's mom's bread baking.
Yeah, that would be burning bread. So how soon can we expect to have this delightful device?
These gentlemen right now are saying it's going to be available near the end of 2000. I imagine that the businessman in them wants it ready for the popular Christmas season when, you know, you'd like nothing more in your stocking than a little smell box.
Can't wait for it. Just can't wait. Thanks a lot, Heather. Heather Gold, our fearless reviewer in San Francisco, has a website called subvert.com.